Massachusetts, where another Ivy League college president faces the possibility of dismissal today over congressional testimony deemed anti-Semitic by some major donors. Correspondent Nicole Killian.
Amid calls for her removal, supporters of Harvard President Claudine Gay rallied to her defense, from alumni to staff. More than 700 faculty members signed a letter urging Harvard's governing boards to resist political pressures that are at odds with Harvard's commitment to academic freedom. History professor Allison Frank Johnson co-authored the letter.
Those 700 plus signatories all agreed on the fundamental importance of the university from political interference.
Penn President Liz McGill resigned over the weekend. The UN General Assembly is expected to vote on a ceasefire resolution today as the humanitarian crisis in Gaza escalates. Israeli defense minister Yoav Gallant.
Israel will take any measures in order to destroy Hamas, but we have no intention to stay permanently in Gaza Strip.
New video shows overnight airstrikes killed at least 22 people in Rafah along the border with Egypt. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will be in Washington, D.C. today to try to convince lawmakers to pass a stalled aid package that includes new money and equipment for the war with Russia. Former U.S. Ambassador Stephen Pfeiffer.
One thing that the Ukrainians need a lot of right now are more artillery shells. This has been a war waged by ground forces using much heavier levels of artillery than I think was anticipated. And they also need more in the line of air defense.
Texas Republican-led Supreme Court has rejected an appeal by a pregnant woman to get an abortion, despite doctors' determination her fetus has a fatal condition. Kate Cox had already left Texas to get the procedure. Her attorney, Molly Duane.
Pregnant people who need abortion care for reasons that are wholly their own and no one else's business should be able to access that care in their home communities.
The Supreme Court says it'll act quickly on a request by special counsel Jack Smith and decide whether to consider Donald Trump being prosecuted on charges of plotting to overturn the 2020 election results. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
He's going straight to the Supreme Court, and he said throughout his request, I need a ruling from you now.
Smith wants to make sure his case begins as scheduled in March. Another surprise for London subway riders.
New York!
Alicia Keys serenaded commuters at St. Pancras Station. Rod Stewart made an appearance there earlier this month. S&P futures down one. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The push to impeach Wisconsin's top elections official may have cooled for now. Republican Representative Scott Krug tells WISN-TV's Upfront that his committee will not take up an impeachment resolution against Megan Wolf.
We've decided as a committee that this is above our pay grade. We're going to focus on issues that we can deal with and things that we can have good conversations about bipartisanly. Seeing that there's not going to be bipartisan agreement on this, I'd rather move on.
The resolution is still before the Assembly Government Oversight Committee. Another top Republican is standing by fake Trump elector Bob Spindell. Senate Majority Leader Devin LeMahieu appointed Spindell. He says the fake electors did not engage in a plot to overturn the 2020 election, even though that's what the fake electors admitted to in a lawsuit settlement last week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. This Friday, all snowmobile and ATV trails in Clark County will remain closed until favorable winter riding conditions are reached. This includes the trails located on Clark County public lands. Remember that UTVs are not allowed on any Clark County winter ATV trails on either public or private land. They're delaying the opening of the Bruce Mound Winter Sports Area. It was scheduled for this Saturday, but the new tentative opening date will be Friday, December 22nd, if conditions allow. They're currently making snow, but the warm temperatures are making that difficult. Knobby Ridge Motorcycle Trails will open for the season on Friday, December 15th. Mid-State's Fall 2023 graduates celebrated their achievements on Saturday during the college's biannual commencement ceremony on the Wisconsin Rapids campus. Congratulations to all 492 graduates as you continue in your careers. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
We're going to have some fun this morning. We're going to kick it off with our good friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you.
How you doing this morning, sir?
Doing well. How are things, Care?
Good here. We got some nice blue skies, no clouds out there. Enjoying this. What else has we got in store with Mother Nature today, Paul?
Yeah, we do have certainly the colder temps today here as we do stay with the sunshine to start off and kind of a mix of clouds and sun as we head through the day times. But otherwise, a high in the upper 20s, winds out of the west, 10 to 20 as well. Tonight, partly cloudy, 16 for the low, and then look back into some sunshine Wednesday into Thursday with warming temps through the week with mid-30s on Wednesday, and then 23 Wednesday night, 43, mainly sunny skies for Thursday. After that, highs will stay in the low to mid-40s Friday and Saturday. Our next chances for anything precipitation-wise in the extended outlook doesn't arrive until perhaps for later Friday night into Saturday, maybe a little rain, possibly mixed with some snow here as we get to Friday night or an early Saturday. But otherwise, quiet trend continues from Sunday to next week. Some more highs in the lower 40s are on the way for Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Not bad, Paul. Not bad. I think we'll keep that one.
Yeah. Definitely nothing too bad out there coming up here for a while still. Yeah.
Well, we'll take it. We'll take it. Paul, we appreciate you so much. You have yourself a great one.
All right. Sounds good. You guys too.
Thank you, Paul.
Best in the business right there. Our good friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Always good to talk to Paul. I love catching up with him, like starting our day that way. We got a lot to get to this morning, Melissa. We're going to have some fun.
Indeed, we do.
We are going to get into this elf that is bugging our friends over at Quality Foods IGA. It's not causing any problems. He's just
not causing
around.
Trouble?
No, not that I know of,
that's
at least.
Good.
But we're going to talk about him a little bit later as our friends over at Quality Foods have this help us with the On the Shelves at Quality Foods IGA. You can win yourself a holiday ham basket. We've got that hint to find that elf coming up this hour.
Good.
We'll have that for you a little bit later. We got some great local good stories of the day, some nice local stuff to touch on from our listeners. I want to get into Melissa. That's going to be fun. We also, of course, got a couple of great topics for you. We're going to get into the latest specialty street food. We've got some advice about those of us working in offices about possibly helping you with your office chair.
Oh, hey. Yeah, I need to know about this.
Get into that. We got some entertainment news in the 9 o'clock hour. We're also going to, in that 9 o'clock hour, get into 8 Habits of the World's Happiest People.
Hey.
Seems like a good one.
It does, because we all want to be happy.
Yeah. Yep. We'll get
At least most of us.
Most of us do, yeah.
Maybe not the Grinch, but...
Outside of the Grinch this time of year, yes. I wonder if the Grinch is happier every other time of year. I'm not sure.
He was happy by the end of the movie.
Yeah, that big old heart got big, yes.
his tiny heart grew 3 sizes that day.
I want to talk about a local restaurant. Before we get into that, Melissa, I wanted to touch on this with you. The Holiday Health Resource Fair in Wisconsin Rapids that is going on with our friends at Mid-State Technical College this Friday from 3 to 7. And we're going to be broadcasting live and direct from there.
We are. I'm excited to be there. I'm going to be there from 3 to 5. The event goes from 3 to 7, as James said, and it's at the Mid-State Gymnasium. That's located at 532nd Street North in Wisconsin Rapids, right there on the Mid-State, beautiful Mid-State campus. You can get free photos with Santa. There's free food and drinks. And this is your opportunity to find out about health resources in Wood County. They're offering COVID and flu shots. There's a hot chocolate bar. You can get your blood pressure checked, your diabetes screening done. There's kids activities, a lot of giveaways. There's going to be just a whole lot going on at the Mid-State Gym.
It's a great combination of Mid-State and our Wood County Health Department. We see shout-outs to both of them, along with, of course, the Hmong and Hispanic Communications Network, all coming together for this great Holiday Health Resource Fair. It's a great opportunity to not only have some fun with the kids and everything and getting the photos with Santa, but get your checkup, get that your shots all in, maybe a blood pressure check. Diabetes screening, especially this time of year, is not a bad idea.
No. And then to find out about what free or low-cost health resources we have in the area.
Absolutely. That's one of the more important parts of this. And I think it's a chance, too, to do that in person, to do that, you know, maybe without being able to ask questions in person sometimes is a little easier, especially with sensitive subjects like this. This is a great opportunity for that, and a great opportunity for you to come out and say hi to Melissa and our team.
Yeah.
Stop on
Hopefully
by.
Hopefully, I'm going to have some free stuff there. I'm going to have some stickers. Can I bring some t-shirts, James?
Please do. I was just going to encourage you to bring some t-shirts, bring some stickers. Stop by Melissa. You say hi to Melissa, and you get a shirt. You get a shirt.
Yeah.
And we appreciate that, Melissa. Appreciate you doing this.
I'm looking forward to it. It's fun to get out in the community and see people and to help with something as important as this, as the Holiday Health Resource Fair this Friday from 3 to 7.
One of the things we like to do around here is break the fourth wall, let you guys look behind the curtain a little bit. And I can't help myself, Melissa. I have to. I was all set to do this. We came
and I took it over.
We were talking about this last week, and Melissa nicely, because I had a class to teach on Friday and everything. Melissa was like, "Well, you know, I can cover it if you want, and appreciate that, but I got this, Mel. No worries." Talked to Chuck this weekend and realized I'm on the air here at WFHR from 3 to 4, of course, doing Midday Magazine. More on that later. I would then be on the WIRI broadcasting from there.
Live at the same time. How is James in two places? What is this magic? It's radio magic.
It's radio magic, everybody. I mucked up, Melissa, because the whole reason I got into radio was this, to be able to dominate two stations at once and I almost had it.
All
I was so
James,
close.
All the time.
I was so close. I was
thwarted again.
Back in the old studios at the other studios, we had two high school football games going on at the same time, and I ran back and forth between the studios to do those. That was as close as I've come. That's as close as I've come to being on both stations at once. So I almost did it. But it's going to sound a lot better with Melissa there. Encourage you to stop by and say hi at the Resource Fair going on this Friday. More on that as we go on this week. That's going to be a lot of fun. Big shout out to our friends at Midstate hosting this. Our friends at Midstate. Taking many classes over there, have taught over there. We appreciate our friends at Midstate. And of course, whenever we have a chance to shout out our Wood County Health Department, we're going to do it. Appreciate our friends at the Wood County Health Department. We appreciate the best listeners on the radio. Melissa, we got a couple of letters from our listeners over the last couple of days.
Oh, good.
Our great friends at the Aging and Disability Resource Center sent us this wonderful Christmas card and thanking us to having them on the air. Want to send that right back at them. We thank them for joining us and taking care of our community as well as they do.
And absolutely.
The ADRC covers so many bases. And when you talk about gray area, that unfortunately is the area a lot of our seniors and our senior population lives in. The ADRC clears the air for you. They take care of a lot of that thing. You got questions, reach out to our ADRC. They're going to help you. If they don't have the answers, they will find them with you. And we have we have to mention this, Melissa. We got another one of these wonderful cards from our great listener over in Minnesota, Anna Namas.
Anna Namas.
Hello, favorite folks at WFHR and Rodney. What a fun surprise last Sunday evening listening to the comical radio drama segment Friday and the case of the missing Mona Lisa.
Aha! Oh, good.
Our radio play we did.
Yay!
I hope to hear more of Friday's exploits in the future. Maybe Friday can get we can get Mr. Potato Head to spill the beans on that mystery behind the missing potato wedges that once were sold at a certain convenience store.
Yes! Oh, I would love that.
Happy to go wherever your creative minds can take us. Sincerely, Anna Namas.
Oh. Anna Namas, you must email me, melissa.k@civicmedia.us, and we will write that script.
Yeah. That's going to be a good script. That's going to be good. Best listeners in radio, thank you so much for this. We appreciate you so darn much. The only reason I would like to know who this is so we can get you some shirts. We appreciate giving us a lot of these letters. We appreciate them.
Oh, that's awesome. Love hearing from our listeners. You're the best.
We're going to be going into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club in a moment, but I've been waiting to touch on this one, Melissa. I think this is really cool. And it comes to us from Wisconsin Public Radio. A shout out to them and Jonah Bellix, who does some good reporting over there. We are talking about a farm-to-table restaurant in Milwaukee operated by Kyle and Megan Null. This restaurant's called Birch. Chefs primarily cook food at Birch using the live open fire.
Ooh, cool.
Kyle says the hearth keeps cooking simple and lets ingredients shine with daily menu changes. Burke's shine is brighter this time of year because the New York Times named the restaurant to a list of 50 exciting eateries across the country.
Mm.
Our own Milwaukee restaurant here got named in the New York Times.
Oh, sweet.
Quote, this is not a guarantee of business, he said. They're talking to Kyle here. Now we have to really work hard and show people who are coming in for the first time why we got this recognition, and hopefully we proved to them we're somewhere to come back to. Kyle Null recently joined Wisconsin Public Radio's morning show to discuss the restaurant at 459 East Pleasant Street in beautiful Milwaukee. He said that they're just super excited for the recognition. New York Times credited Birch for adapting well to Wisconsin-inspired dishes.
That's great.
Quote, where else can you get roasted wild walleye served in its own smoke-scented broth with pickled fennel salsa verde or exceptional homemade pastas and enlivened by Wisconsin ingredients?
Nice.
Yeah. I got to try this place. I love Milwaukee. I'll take any chance to get to Milwaukee, but I'm definitely going for this.
Well, and anytime you get to go to a restaurant that does farm to table, the food is so fresh.
You really can tell the difference. It reminds me of getting products out of Family Natural Foods. When they open their doors at 9, I encourage you to reach out to our friends at Family Natural Foods, especially this time of year. Any of your cooking needs, a good place to go for anytime you can get some of that stuff.
Yeah, if you want some delicious holiday meats to serve on your Christmas table, stop by.
Yeah, visit our friends over at Family Natural Foods. We'll be talking about our friends at Quality Foods a little bit later. We got that mischievous merchant elf we got to help everybody find, Melissa. We'll help with that.
He's bopping around.
We'll help with that and plenty more. Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club on the way right here at the morning show at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. 28 today, under partly cloudy skies, westerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 17 tonight, 34 tomorrow, lots of sunshine. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
You're older than you've ever been, and now you're even older, and now you're even older, and now you're even older.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR.
And now you're older still.
Melissa and James here with you, and it's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu.
And listen to Father Time bang on your door.
Let's do this, Melissa. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're celebrating right now. They're open from 6 to 2, 6 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. If you're celebrating a birthday, let them know you get a free slice of one of Brian's pies.
Free prop pie. You really can't ask for much more than that.
Can't beat that. And of course, get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. And of course, call up.
Yeah, 424-2600.
We'd love to hear from you. Call up and join the conversation. If you were listening to us on the Civic Media app, you're just a touch away from calling us up.
And it'll take you right to your call button, and you push the call button, and you're connected with us.
Call up and join the conversation. Love to hear from you. And we say good morning to our friends over at Misty's. Melissa, I need a one or a two.
Let's go with two today.
All right. There we go. That gives us our qualifier. Get right to the celebrating, and we got two birthdays today. We first up wish a happy birthday to Dylan Marks.
Ooh, happy birthday, Dylan.
Enjoy your day, Dylan. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Betty Klaus.
Happy birthday, Betty.
Enjoy your day, Betty. Hope it is a
great one.
Congrats. You're our qualifier. Hope you have a good day. We enjoy it. We enjoy getting these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming, everybody. Get us more and more of these birthdays and anniversaries. We want to celebrate with you.
Yes, we do.
Taking a look at our celebrity birthdays here, Mayim Bialik is 48.
Oh, I like her.
Dr. Amy Farrah Fowler on The Big Bang Theory and one of the new hosts of Jeopardy. Maya has a PhD in neuroscience, just like her character in The Big Bang Theory did. Her first movie was the 1988 classic Pumpkinhead, but her real acting break was, of course, the 90s sitcom Blossom.
Yes, that's right.
My God, my sister loved that show. Loved Blossom. Loved that show. Jillian already dressed like that. So when she saw Blossom, she saw kindred spirit. She saw somebody who, you know, dressed crazy and silly and all that.
Yeah.
That's all I remember about that show. That, and I believe there was an episode where a kid, like they did a big episode about kids. At the time when this, the episode came out, there was a big fear. And there was like a kid who got stuck in an abandoned refrigerator.
Oh.
They were playing and they found the abandoned refrigerator and he got stuck in there and there was this big fear of that. So they did a whole episode out of it, I remember. Like, that's all I remember about that show.
That's a scary thing because can run out of oxygen and that doesn't end well.
For rural kids, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but in the city, there's not playgrounds everywhere. When I was a kid,
find what you can.
I'm not exaggerating about this. One of my earliest, my nan and papa's favorite memory or favorite things to ramble to people, especially if I brought a girl over. Oh, you'll love this story. One of the times we were driving into the projects and we saw these kids and my nana goes to my papa, Jim, look at these kids playing on the trash. They're playing King of the Hill in the trash can and the trash piles and everything. Can you believe that those poor kids and who's at the top of the pile pushing other kids down but me? way at the top, way up there, just pushing kids away and stuff and everything. And I got yelled at and in trouble.
Well, of course you did, as you should have.
Yes. But kids, that's what kids do. They're going to find something to play with.
You find something to play with.
So you find, you know, different things in the city to do. From what I understand, back in my old neighborhood, it's a lot better now. They got a playground set out there now and some things, and the neighborhood's doing a good job of keeping care of those things.
Oh, that's cool.
Regina Hall is 53. Fantastic actor. God, I love Regina Hall. A lot of people might know her recently from Girls Trip. Regina Hall has also done a lot of good voice acting as well. She was in the Scary Movies.
Scary Movies,
She's a good actor. Good actor. I like her. Yeah. Great actor. Jennifer Connelly, another great actor. 53 for Jennifer Connelly. A Beautiful Mind, Hulk, Blood Diamond. David Bowie's 86 movie Labyrinth she was starred in.
Oh, yeah. I like her a lot. Mm-hmm.
She's also the voice.
She's in the Top Gun. She's in Top Gun.
Oh, was she? I didn't know.
Yep, the original and the remake.
I knew she was in the original. I didn't know she was in the remake. I haven't gotten to see the remake yet. Still haven't seen it. Sheila E. is 66.
Sheila E.
One of the, I would say, prodigies of Princess. One of the people that Prince, you know, when people talk about the kings of pop or the kings of, at least looking at the kings of the 80s or 90s in popular music, Michael Jackson usually gets the top bill. But to me, one of the coolest things to an artist's career is who they help discover or who they help get a, you know,
get a leg up.
And Michael, like Prince, we could go on like 5, 6, 10 names deep when it comes to Prince, whether it's Chaka Khan or Sheila E. or so many other artists that Prince was a big adamant, like wanted to help promote, wanted to help build up. Prince did a song with Sheila E. He'd take a back seat, let her take the lead.
And she is a singer and drummer, which I find absolutely amazing for somebody that can keep the drum beat of the song, the solid, and also sing.
Yeah.
Because sometimes those two things don't go together.
I've always admired the people that can do that. Sheila E. really good at it, too. With Prince doing those things, Michael Jackson, Rockwell. And it wasn't even, like, Rockwell got a hit, and it was basically Michael singing the refrain. Like, he took over the song, basically. Like, Michael didn't really help other artists, you know, blow up and glow and everything. I think that takes him down a notch to me, as far as when it comes to the King of Pop or any of those conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Nighy is 74. Incredible, fantastic character actor. Davy Jones in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. Victor in the Underworld movies. He's so good in those Underworld movies. He was great in Shaun of the Dead, but I think many people might warmingly remember him as the hilarious, over-the-hill, one-hit wonder Billy Mack in Love Actually.
That is a great movie.
It's a fun movie, and he's what I think he is, the not only the comic relief, I think he may be the best part of the movie for me.
It's got such a stellar cast.
Yes, absolutely. Andrew Lincoln is amazing in it. There's a lot of great actors in it. I really like Bill Nighy.
And Emma Thompson, Colin Firth, Keira Knightley. Sorry.
He always Keira Knightley's amazing. He always plays these another Pirates of the Caribbean actor.
Yep.
Bill Nighy always plays these darker characters. In that, he's just playing this silly, washed-up, you know, character, he's having kind of fun. And you don't get to see him do that very often.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best names in music, Dickie Betts, is 80 today.
Dickie Betts,
former Allman Brothers guitarist, helped write the hits "Jessica" and "Rambling Man." As a gigantic Allman Brothers fan, and I mean a big Allman Brothers fan, I love the Allman Brothers. I feel like I like them more now, the older I get, than when I was a kid, and I really liked them when I was a kid. There is no Allman Brothers without Dickie. There is no Allman Brothers without them. The great Dionne Warwick is 83 today.
Really?
Singer.
83.
Many of us kids of the 90s will remember her also for Psychic Hotline and Psychic Friends and everything. otherwise, you may remember her from That's What Friends Are For and plenty of other great hits. Wonderful voice. Mm-hmm. She's Whitney Houston's cousin. I didn't know that.
Oh, really? Yeah. I did not know that either.
Connie Francis is 86.
86.
Where the Boys Are and many others. Yeah.
A lot of 50s hits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bob Barker would have been 100 today as we get into people no longer with us. Spade and neuter your pets, everyone.
Yes.
not only a big animal rights believer and everything, but you got to put him up there in the top five greatest game show hosts of all time.
Yes.
He's got to go up there. You got Pat Sajak. You, of course, got Alex Trebek, Bob Barker. he's got to be in the top 3, top 5 at least.
Yeah. I watched The Price is Right as a kid quite a bit. And he's such a familiar face.
Mm-hmm. Ed Koch would have been celebrating a birthday today, born in 1924. Was the former mayor of New York, but maybe more famously known as the judge on the People's Court. That's
People's Court.
Who would have thought that that show back in the day, The People's Court, that kind of silly little, political show or judicial
show.
Judicial court show, would spawn off until now. There are 90 like judge shows on TV, daytime talk shows.
But the only other one worth watching is Judge Judy.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I imagine that when they were first coming up with those shows, they could have never seen that, you know, at one day, the biggest person in daytime TV would be a judge, would be, the money that woman has made and the acclaim she has gotten from that show. It's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
And we have one more on our list. We got to mention the chairman of the board, Old Blue Eyes, Frank Sinatra, born in this day in 1915, passed away in 1998.
Wow.
There's a lot you can say about Sinatra. There's a lot that's already been said about Frank Sinatra. Musician, yeah. Singer, dancer. Frank did it all pretty much. Maybe not everything as great as a Sammy Davis Jr. or some others that were a part of the Rat Pack. But you have no Rat Pack without Frank. I don't know if Dean Martin, I don't know if Sammy Davis Jr. as eclectically and talented as they are, I don't know if their stars get as big as they do without Frank Sinatra's being attached to it. And the thing that I like to touch on with Frank Sinatra about his legacy, there's a lot that could be said, but what doesn't get talked about nearly enough is when they form the Rat Pack and they become big and they're touring everywhere, and literally every bar, every restaurant, every nightclub in America, in the world, wants that band. Frank's, okay, we'll come and play there, but Sammy's coming in through the front door. Joey Bishop, my Jewish friend, he's coming in through the front door. If that's not okay, that's all right. You just don't get the Rat Pack. And Frank stood by this. People challenged him. People tried to test him on this. You're not going to not play the Ritz. You're not going to not play the Ritz in Paris. Of course you are. That's one of the biggest places in the world. You don't get us unless they're coming in through the front door. And for a year or something like that, they stood. There was like this game of chicken between the two, and finally Frank gets them in. You have to give credit where it's due in these situations. And Sinatra, as an Italian American, I think understood some of these things better than most, and was very prominent about that.
I just wish he would have treated women the same way.
Right. Yeah. You know, I was going to get to that. That's.
But we can touch on it and move on. Because there is a lot of...
There's a lot to be said there. And all of it needs to be... Because this is the thing. I'm going to take every chance I get to do better, not only myself, but on the air here with this. Covering everything. And when it comes to human beings are not easy. We are not. No. We're messy. We've got a lot of.
There's a lot of gray.
Yeah, there's a lot of gray, and you take the good with the bad. You have to. We have to learn to do this, and more in society. I know I do, I'm sure there's plenty of others that do. And one more time, we want to wish a happy birthday to Dylan Marks.
Happy birthday, Dylan.
And to our qualifier, Betty Klaus. Enjoy your days.
Happy birthday, Betty.
Enjoy your day, Betty. We'll take a break. Mm-hmm. We'll get to our state and local news here. We'll come back. We'll have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Secretary of State is calling for a fake elector for Donald Trump to be removed from his position on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. Bob Spindell was one of 10 Republicans who signed certificates in 2020 that falsely claimed Trump had won Wisconsin. Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski says Spindell is not fit for the post. Spindell has not responded to reporters asking for comment. The University of Wisconsin Board of Regents meets in a special session today to talk about possibly accepting the funding deal they rejected Saturday. Republican leaders of the state legislature say that was their best and final offer. Among other things, the offer would repurpose about 40 diversity employees in exchange for pay raises for 35,000 UW workers. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Anxious anglers await the freezing waters. Here's Brittany Merlot.
A rule of thumb, you need 4 inches of ice thickness for it to hold you. But no ice is safe. The weather changes it by the hour. With last week's warm-up on the Wisconsin River, Jake from Back Outdoors in Wausau says...
Before that, it was about 4 or 5 inches. There were guys out there fishing.
But as the sunshine and temperatures struck the 50s, prompting an ice rescue right here on the Wisconsin River in Rib Mountain, when a man crashed through the ice near Bluegill Bay County Park. Local bait shops say...
Check the ice for yourself. I mean, someone might tell you it's 5 inches, but how he got to his 5 inches on the ice and how you got to your 2 inches on the ice and fell through is it may be the same area, but you know, underneath you there may be a spring or a current or something, and where he went is just back in the slough where there was very calm water. He was able to safely get there.
And clear ice is usually thicker and more solid than white, gray, or snow-covered ice.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This time next week, I'll be sick in bed with West Nile virus, thanks to a mosquito bite right in front of my house.
In 8 minutes, my daughter will be in an ambulance, having an asthma attack, triggered by cockroaches.
I'm going to be bitten by a tick today. I won't even know it until Lyme disease turns my life upside down.
Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 28 today, under partly cloudy skies, westerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 17 tonight, 34 tomorrow, lots of sunshine. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
Welcome back, everyone, to the morning show.
Christmas with us.
We hope you're having a good start to your Tuesday out there, everyone. Happy Wednesday Eve. No, I'm joking. That's not a thing.
Doesn't ring the same. No. Unless, I mean, you like Wednesdays, unlike Seth, who hates Wednesdays.
We are here, Melissa and James, with you to have some fun and maybe help you at the office. Maybe help you with some of your comfort and everything.
Comfort? That's a thing?
Right. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah. Where do you do most of your work? An office chair? Well, maybe your couch if you work from home. Well, here's another option. A writer from Slate.com just did a big column on how we should all be sitting on the floor instead.
Is this person 19?
Yeah, exactly. She claims it's done wonders for her body. She's not the first to suggest it. She lifted it from a book called Built to Move that argues our bodies aren't really meant to be sitting in chairs all day. It's okay sometimes, just not always. Sitting on the floor isn't as comfortable, but that's the point. It makes you shift positions a lot more, which can supposedly help your joints, lower inflammation, and even up your metabolism. She says standing desks are good too, and floor sitting is like the sequel to that advice. 10 years ago, experts were saying everyone needs a standing desk. Now it's everyone should work on the floor.
Welcome to the office. Why don't you have any chairs? Well, you have to sit on the floor. So I quit.
I'm trying this right now, Melissa, in real time.
Oh,
I am,
boy.
I'm bringing the microphone
Does
down.
Does the microphone reach?
I am sitting on the floor. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Are you comfy?
Yeah, it's all right. I'm really bony, so I don't know if I'm the best person to be doing this.
If I get on the floor, Kevin isn't going to know what's going on. He's going to think I'm down there to play with him, and then we will get nothing done.
Now the board is very interesting from this level.
I bet.
And no pun intended on that, as I'm looking at the levels. This is not going to work. I also I feel really bad for somebody in radio who is under 4 foot tall. This does not seem like it would work very well. I don't think I'm going to be able to do this job that way.
Now, I don't think so.
Now, my buddy Travis, who I worked with for a long time in radio and currently out there at another radio station I'm not going to mention. Travis is the one guy in radio I know other than, I would say Charlie out in California, that has always done radio standing up. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm standing to do the board to do this. The microphone, I'm too tall for the microphone, though. The mic doesn't go up high enough for me.
Doesn't reach high enough.
So I've got to like lunch a little bit for I got to hunch over for that. And that's not going to be good for my, I'm guessing
that wouldn't
that's
be
not good
for your posture.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So standing and sitting, not working for radio, not going to work for this job.
The trick is on all the commercial breaks, you got to get up and move around, which is sometimes a challenge for me because I'm trying to get new stuff ready to go once we get off air. And I mean, there's how many plates are we spinning right now, James?
Exactly. I think this has got a couple layers to it. First, you've got to have a job that you're not moving a lot, I think. As far as, you know, that goes, as far being on the floor, getting up, get back on the floor, get up, get back on the floor, get up. I don't care if you're 16. That's not going to be fun.
It's good for movement. I suppose.
And that is part of it. That is part of this that they're saying that they want you to be uncomfortable a little bit. There's that part of it. But I also think you hit it on the head earlier on. This is a 19-year-old that's talking about this. But if you are over the age of 25, getting up and getting down, whether you want to admit it or not, is not as smooth as it used to be. It's
no. Have you heard about the 30-second sit-to-stand test?
No, it sounds familiar, though.
Well, it was a while back, and it's kind of gimmicky, but it's supposed to be an indicator of how long you'll live, how long it takes you to get off the floor.
Huh.
Or whether you can get off the floor without using anything to help you, like not using your hands, your arms, your knees, or the floor or the chair to assist you. Ooh. You just have to get up off the floor.
Okay, all right.
It's gimmicky because it's not actually going to tell you how long you'll live, but there are some indicators there of you know, your health span and longevity as you age, because that's your flexibility and your balance, which are very two important things to keep, you know, in mind and keep active as you age.
I do like the idea of somebody doing that test and immediately thinking, all right, I can drop the diet. I don't have to exercise anymore.
I'm good forever.
I'm good. Yeah, it's an interesting one. I don't think this is a bad thing to try if you have a situation that it fits.
Well, it's an indication to you, I guess, too, of how comfortable are you sitting on the floor. And if you're not comfortable, well, then maybe you need to do a little bit more with, you know, flexibility, take up yoga or even simple stretching. That can do more for you physically than a lot of other things, like working on the floor.
We are going to head to break here, take a little bit of a break real quick. When we're coming back, we got 5 foods you should never bring to a holiday potluck.
Ooh.
Got those coming up. Yep.
Spaghetti top the list?
Well, we're going to find out in just a moment right here on The Morning Show. But listen, James, taking you through your morning right out here at WFHR.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 28 today, under partly cloudy skies, westerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 17 tonight, 34 tomorrow, lots of sunshine. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 22.
Welcome back, everyone, to the morning show at WFHR.
Of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
Might need to get a more modern version of that out there. Where we
maybe, but I like that one too.
Oh, it's got to be one of the most quintessential Christmas songs of all time.
Mm-hmm.
I can't go Christmas season not hearing that. I got it. I got to hear some Nat King Cole, some Bing Crosby this time of year, or it's not Christmas. It's just looking outside right now, and not a ton of white. It doesn't sound like from our friends over at the Weather Eye Weather Center. We may have a chance, maybe have a last minute chance to get a little bit of snow before Christmas, but it's not looking like it right now.
Well, I've got some here, but who knows if it'll last.
Yeah. If you're hitting up a holiday potluck this month, here are 5 dishes to steer clear of.
Okay.
Baked potatoes in aluminum foil. When the potatoes cool down, the moisture and steam in the foil can create a perfect environment for bacteria to grow. You can use foil to bake the potatoes. Just remove it before it cools down.
Ah, good tip. Hmm. So baked potatoes, okay. Foil, not okay. For serving.
I think we've just always done it that way, right? So, I mean, that's kind of why we still continue to.
We never baked them in foil home when I was a kid. I know we did it in the restaurant when I worked at the TB Supper Club.
Okay.
But we kept them in a big giant Nesco. So they were kept hot.
I've never made a potato in my life. I don't know what I'm talking about. I should have tried to add to the conversation. I really don't know what I'm doing. Mayo-based salads. Potato salad, egg salad, macaroni salad, and common culprits.
Unless you bring a bowl of ice to put it in.
It isn't always the mayo itself, though. The protein or the cooked carbohydrate can make you sick, too. So always keep those salads cold.
Yep.
One thing I can make is any kind of like pastas and, a lot of Italian dishes and stuff. You got to watch out with that kind of when you're mixing those, too.
Mm-hmm.
Fish and seafood. Not only can they spoil easily at room temperature, it's also a risk for people with allergies.
Ah, yeah. And you don't know. I mean, unless you know who's coming to all your holiday parties. Mm-hmm. If it's a potluck, though, usually it's a lot of people.
Yeah. Speaking of that, nuts. It's another one that's bad for people with allergies. If a dish calls for a sprinkle of almonds or peanuts to finish a dish, consider leaving them off or bringing them in a separate container.
Having them on the side.
Yeah. If there are nuts in something you bake, make sure everyone knows.
Yep. Put a sign in front of it.
Mm-hmm. And leafy green salads wraps this up.
What's wrong with leafy green salads?
The issue here is that there's a lot of opportunities for cross-contamination. Everything from cutting boards to utensils and unwashed hands used for mixing.
That's dumb.
Yeah, I was just going to back off on that one because it didn't seem right to me, but I already feel like I don't know what I'm talking about in this conversation.
If you're not using good kitchen, you know, safety, cleanliness, anything you make and bring could be that mentality.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like to me, but I was backing off on that because I'm like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just, there's something about it that I wasn't thinking of, but I'm with you on this, Melissa. I think that...
Yeah, wash your vegetables good. You always should.
Yeah,
anyway,
yeah.
Salad spinners are the best invention ever. And this is coming from someone who absolutely hates washing lettuce. It's like my most hated kitchen job.
Yeah,
I don't know. I despise it.
That throws me off a little bit. I didn't expect that. Oh,
yeah. Hmm. Guess who volunteered to bring lettuce to the family Christmas this weekend?
That's right, you did.
Well, we're having a taco bar, and you know, my aunt gave me the option of, well, what do you want to bring? Because I was on the phone with her, and I was like, well, actually, I'll bring the lettuce because then I know it's washed properly. And I know that I will bring something more than just iceberg lettuce.
Right, right. Oh.
So in case somebody wants like a taco salad instead of a taco in a shell, mm-hmm. I will have extra lettuce there.
Nice, good thinking. Isn't that a big thing? Because I've been to a ton of potlucks, but whenever I've been to something like that, or really even just a family get-together, whether it's Christmas or not, that seems to be what everybody does. Like, there's this almost, you know, quiet conversation that doesn't really happen about, okay, I'm doing this because so-and-so brings this and nobody likes it, so I'm going to bring an alternative. You know, there's so much countering that goes out of that. I think it's kind of cool how it all happens. It all happens with very little discussion, usually. You know, there's almost the conversation you have in your head, and there's the one that you have with the people that you're talking to about this event, you know.
Well, and the great thing about it, especially with these big family gatherings, and I'm sure we're not the only ones that do this, but my aunt sends out an email, or, I mean, my grandma used to send out a letter, but now we've upgraded to email. We've moved into the 21st century. And, you know, a list of everything everybody's supposed to bring. Well, you know, if my brother Josh is bringing something that's similar to me, I can call them up and say, okay, what exactly are you bringing? How can what I'm making complement what you're making?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
conversations like that. The only problem is I lost the email.
No. Oh.
So I'm going to have to call my Aunt Susan this week and talk to her about
tail between the legs.
Yep. Well, because I need to bring an appetizer as well, and I don't want to bring something everybody else is bringing that's bringing appetizers. So I know she didn't lose the email, so...
Well, if you happen to have lost an email or an RSVP, it might be worth finding. Because if you got invited to your neighbor's, cousin's, friend's Christmas party and you didn't want to go or something like that, even something like that, or an event like Melissa's going to, you should RSVP. No matter what, you should always RSVP, whether it's yes or no. And there's more to it than just being polite and all that. Somebody took the time to invite you to something. It's nice to let them know one way or another.
Well, and it's good to have that count for the food being made or the plates being set out.
Well, and it's good for your own mental health, it turns out.
That's true.
A new study found that politely declining invitations to holiday parties can be good for your mental health. 77% of Americans have accepted an invitation to an event that they really didn't want to go to because it seems rude to say no. But the study found hosts usually don't mind as much as we think. People in the study assumed it would leave the host disappointed, angry, and less likely to invite them to future events, but that wasn't the case. In general, people understand you can't make it to everything, and we majorly overestimate how upset they'll be. They might feel a tad slighted, but they probably won't hold it against you. The study found saying no to some of those invites can be good for your mental health if it helps you avoid holiday burnout.
Yeah.
Just don't have to be a Grinch about it, you know?
Right. And then there's not the guilt that you're going to feel by it's either saying yes and going with an obligation feeling or saying yes and then not going.
Mm-hmm.
That would make me feel really guilty.
When I was a kid, one of my cousins got caught skipping school going to a White Sox game. She was on. She got seen on TV. It was one of those things.
No.
It was bad. It was my aunt and uncle got up
not
out of shape.
Out of
the teachers,
one.
All that stuff. When that happened, I learned a life lesson. If I don't want to go to something, you're going to be the first to know. Like that's going from school to a holiday Christmas party to anything. if I can't go, I really can't go. If
that was the straight up when I asked you and I started, James, do you want to come? No.
Yep.
All right.
Because I
thank you for your prompt response.
I know me, and I know that if I did lie, Melissa invites me to this great Christmas party. I say, "Oh, you know what, Mel? I got to teach. I got this thing," and then I'm at the Packer game later. You'll see me on TV. That's what would happen.
On the Jumbotron.
It wouldn't happen otherwise. It wouldn't happen otherwise. But I guarantee that it would happen if I tried to lie or tried
and
to get around.
And it would be that one random moment where I happen to be in a bar and go, oh, look, yes. There's James, because I don't watch Packer games. That would be exactly what would happen.
You're so right about that.
All the stars would align.
I also think there's something about this too. Say you're going to host a party, you're going to want people to do this for you as well. So I think that it's not just good karma, but chances are the people that invite you are similar to the people you're going to invite. It's a similar kind of politeness to do back and forth.
Well, I can tell you from personal experience, when you invite 10 people to a party and none of them say no, so you're expecting 10 and 2 show up. Mm-hmm. It's a little disappointing.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where you feel like never throwing a party again.
Yeah.
Now it's been 10 years.
Ooh, I feel for you on that, because I've been there. I was always afraid as a kid to have birthday parties because of that scenario. I don't think I've ever actually told anybody that. When I was little, when I first moved up here, I didn't have that many friends, and it seemed like birthday parties were the biggest thing in the world. Like in every week, there was another birthday party, and you're going, and it seemed like the whole class was invited, but me and like Chris or maybe one other person or something like that. And when it came to mine, I was nervous. I was worried. I didn't think anybody liked me. I didn't think anybody come. My mom and dad actually, behind my back, put out invitations to the one birthday party I really had. They sent out invitations, and we had it was funny. We had a snowstorm that night.
Oh.
And so we've got like 8 kids stuck in the house, nothing to do. My dad comes up with the idea of a scavenger hunt. And like put together some, like just randomly like put together this list, and the 8 of us went bopping around the neighborhood in this snowstorm looking for items. It was a blast. It was one of the best birthdays I've ever had. It was awesome. It was great. Yeah.
That's good.
And all 8 people showed up.
Hey.
But I did not think that they would. I wouldn't have done that. My mom and dad did. I wouldn't have done it. I don't know. There's something about that can feel bad. So that's another reason, again, if you're going to go, go. And things come up,
and if you're not going to go or you don't want to, just say you can't make it.
Yeah. And it's never a bad idea to invite, friends and family, because you never know who's watching. Melissa, I don't know. We're a little older. I don't know if they had this when you were a kid or not. But there's this thing about the elf on the shelf. And this elf.
Yeah, I never got that.
Yeah, so from what I understand, this elf keeps an eye on you, makes sure that kids are not being naughty and everything.
Reports back to Santa.
Right. So I think either the elf got lost or just helping out our friends over at Quality Foods in this busy time of year. We've got a great promotion we are doing with our friends at Quality Foods IGA, the on the shelves at Quality Foods IGA.
On the shelves.
We're going to give you a hint. You take that hint and run over to Wisconsin Rapids West Side Quality Foods IGA and look for this elf on the shelf. What you're going to do is, once you find him, you'll take a picture of that elf and put it on our Facebook pages. I'd put it on both, WFHR and WIRI.
Sure, why not?
But you could just put it on one if you'd like. Be sure to use the hashtag WRQualityFoods, WRQualityFoods. We'll collect the names, and then on the 21st of this month, we're going to draw a winner, and that person persons is going to receive a holiday ham celebration basket as their prize.
Awesome. All you got to do is find the elf, take the picture, post it on our Facebook page, and you get entered for this wonderful prize.
And be sure to check out our Facebook page. We should have more hints on there for you. So Everybody ready for the hint? Everybody
yes,
ready?
Yes. All right. I'm ready.
Here we go. The elf will be chilling near the frozen delights. The elf's laughter rings out like tinkering icicles as he playfully navigates the frozen seascape.
Ooh, that's I think I know where he is.
Yeah, that's a good hit. One more time. The elf will be chilling near the frozen delights. The elf's laughter rings out like tinkling icicles as he playfully navigates the frozen seascape.
Frozen seascape.
Be sure to check that out. That hint.
And it's Merlin, right?
It's Merlin.
Merlin,
yes.
The mischievous elf.
Yeah, you can find him over at our friends at West Grand IGA. They are at 1021 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. They are right open right now, close at 10. So get on over there and say, hey, wish him a great day. Be sure to wish him a great day from all of us at WFHR. We'll be back with more fun coming up on the morning show right here at, Seth, you take it.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W24HDE broadcast.